Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we start the morning first class. Sing him 41. We pray first to guide our God, to ask God to guide our class. And let's pray together. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we introduce the structure of the Leviticus and also the background of Leviticus and the historical settings of Leviticus. So let's turn to slide number 10, page number 4 in your note, number 4. Slide number 10 is a summary of the five offerings. So hopefully you can draw the diagram like this. Draw the table like this. Then the first column, sacrifice, burnt offerings, grain offerings, peace offerings, sin offerings, trespass offerings. Okay, so this we call sacrifices. And then offerings, what they should offer, like offer sheep, offer goat, offer turtle, dove, or pigeon, and what's the purpose? Then the fourth column is symbolism, symbolize, okay. And during the class, we will shed a light on this as well. So God's portion, what they should offer to God, like a burnt offering is a totally animals have to offer to God. So this is God's portion. And like a grain offering is only small portion offered to God, and the priest can hold most of the portion. So the God's portion, okay. And the priest's portion, like a burnt offerings, priests hold nothing. Because they have to burn whole animals. So it depends on what kind of sacrifices. And offerers, like worshippers, portion. Like worshippers, in burnt offerings, nothing. And grain offerings, nothing. Okay, only peace offerings. So you have to be careful and be attentive to listen to the class. So you just draw tables, and then whatever we cover, then you just fill in, okay? You understand? Slide 11, I just give you example, like slide 11, okay? Slide number 11. Then number 12, again, we talked about this before, structure of the tabernacle. Why we have to understand this one? Because it happened inside. All the Leviticus happen inside, not outside, inside. So we have to understand what's inside the structure. Okay. So you can overview, right? Just a purview, you can see like this. Okay, some sheep, goat, some animal inside. So they can kill the animals. And some of them, they have to wait. Like a Passover, the lamb, they have waited 4 days. So they pick up the tenth day, then they wait to observe, because they have to offer the blemish without any spot, just 100% perfect. No disease, nothing happened to them. So they have observed 4 days. And then 14th day, if they make sure it's no problem, then they cure the offers, okay. So that's why the inside the court, they have keep some animals to observe, to see during 4 days, do they have any kind of sickness. Then slide 13, we can see more clear from different articles. Like we mentioned before, the altar of burnt offering, jitan, the bronze altar, because covered by bronze, so we call bronze altar. Then lava, they wash their hands, and then the inner court, the holy place, holy place, the south side, golden lampstand. And the north side, the table of shewbread. Then the west side, the incense of altar, altar of incense. Okay. And then holy of holies, the most inner parts, the ark. Okay. So we mentioned earlier, we have to go through the most inner part to see God, because God will be there to meet us, they're waiting there to meet us, and also waiting there to answer our questions, to help us. So any questions, any problems, any struggles, any difficulties, any competition we encounter, we can go inside the Holy of Holy Place to meet God, to ask God, to make a request of Him. Okay. Then slide number 14. Two groups of offerings. The first one is a sweet aroma. There's some soothing aroma, sweet aroma. And why we call sweet aroma? Because this one, we're looking for God's favor, the sweet aroma. And sweet aroma is burned by fire. They have to go through fire. So of course, at that time, there's no barbecue sauce. Just killed animals and put a top of wood and then set a fire and just make a barbecue. So of course, the taste is not so tasty, right? But God accepts it, you know? So amazing, right? No barbecue sauce, no A1, but God still, good, so good, tasty. The smell so good. So we just looking for God's favor, then God will accept us. It's so amazing. Then no sweet aroma. So we can see in the ancient time, as long as we have a heart, God was looking for some activities or some, no. Sometimes we spend much time on activities. We spend much effort in activities. Actually, God said, no, you just bring your heart, Just do it, just bring your heart, then I will accept you. So simple, God is so simple to please. But much often, we misunderstand God, okay? We misunderstand God. So sweet aroma, and no sweet aroma, sin offering and trespass offering, because this is related to sin. We commit sin, that's why we have to bring some animals to offer to God and then ask for forgiveness. Okay. So sweet aroma and non-sweet aroma. Then slide 15. Burnt offering, seek God's acceptance. Burnt offerings. I think we have to read Bibles. Read the Bible. We open the Bible, then turn Leviticus chapter 1. And since we are Christian soldiers, so we must act like a Christian soldiers, like a soldiers, like a military service. Okay. So when I call your name, then you have to, yes, sir. Then stand up. Show your respect to the Bible, okay? Then when I say Lin's family, Lin, whatever your last name is Lin, then you stand, yes, sir, then stand up. Then I read one verse, one by one, okay? From brother's side, from the first pew, and then so on, okay? Whenever your last name is Lin. Okay. You understand? Huh? Okay. We are Christian soldiers, right? Okay. Chapter 1, we read down through verse 17 from beginning to end. Okay. Lin's family. Your last name, Lin. We call you Lin. Lin, you are one family, huh? Again. Not yet. Yes, sir. Then stand up. Lin's family. Ah, the question solution like this. Sit down, sit down. Lin's family.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, then read from verse 1. Yeah, verse 1. Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1. From bread. No, not one by one. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then if you finish, then go back. Okay. Each one read one verse. Okay, thank you. Give them help. Yeah. Okay. Then we can highlight verse 9. An offering made by fire, a sweet aroma of the Lord to the Lord. Then highlight 13. An offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Highlight 17. An offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord by fire. Okay, so the animals have to go through the fire, go through the trials. So we can see the animals refer to Jesus Christ himself by fire. Then sweet aroma to God, because he set a good example for us. Because our Lord go through the trials and shed blood on the cross for us. So today, we can find a favor from God. Otherwise, there's no way. So Jesus Christ is the way and the truth. Right? He's the way and truth and life. Okay, we turn to slide 16. Introduction to burnt offering. The burnt offering does not originate in the Leviticus, but is found early in the book of Genesis. Since Noah, after he went out of the ark, and he offered burnt offerings. Okay, let's turn to Genesis chapter 8. Verse 20. Chapter 8, verse 20. Jeffrey, could you read? Jeffrey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. 20. Okay, 21.
And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.
Okay, so from those two verses, we can see why did Noah build an altar to the Lord? Because he showed thankfulness, right? God saved his whole household life. God saved their lives. There are 8 people. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took off every clean animals and of every clean birds and offer offerings on the altar. And then the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. And then the Lord said to his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of the man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. So we can see God changed his mind, right? So when we offer the burnt offerings, God will change his mind. When Jesus Christ offered the burnt offerings, then God changed his mind, because originally we should be cursed, we should be received punishment because of our sin. But after God, Jesus Christ offered the burnt offerings, then God changed his mind. God changed his mind. So same way, when we offer our burnt offerings, then we can make God change his mind. It's so wonderful, so simple. Then let's turn to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1, verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5. So it was when the days of the feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my son have sinned and cursed God in their heart, that Job did regularly. So again, we can see after Job offered burnt offerings, then changed God's mind, because their sons, their daughters may sin against God. But after he offered burnt offerings, then changed God's mind. So he said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Right. So how to help your parents, how to help your siblings, how to help your brothers and sisters in the Lord? Just offer burnt offerings, then can change God's mind. If they sin against God, anyone sin against God, your parents sin against God, yourself sin against God, or your siblings sin against God, just offer burnt offerings can change God's mind. So it's very powerful. So every day we should intercede for someone, intercede for someone with our heart. Then God will accept our heart. Then Abraham, same. So we don't have to read again. Then we go back slide 16. The second point, burnt offerings was viewed primarily as personal offerings done voluntarily by the individual Israelites. So we can see this is a personal issue, this is a personal matter. So the faith is a personal issue, the personal, because the we just read chapter 1, verse 1 or 2, 3 in Leviticus. If any of you will bring animals, any of you, so anyone, if you bring any with your free will, then God will accept. So this is a personal issue. So we have to build up our own faith, not based on parents' faith. It's based on ourselves. So we have to pray to God. We have to read the Bible, and then build up our faith. And of course, sometimes we will encounter trials, different kind of problems, even in a school or in your career, in your office, you might encounter different kind of difficulties. But the ultimate goal, just try to build up our own faith. Then third point, the burnt offering is one of the most common offerings, which is offered on a great variety of occasions, often in conjunction with another sacrifice or offerings. So in Chinese, we say 同献, all together, they offering all together. And the burnt offering is a very basic. Why is it very basic? Because without the burnt offerings, then we cannot, there's no way to access to the God. There's no way to access God, because without Jesus Christ's sacrifice, then no one was able to access God. No one. No one can see God. No one. No way. So that's why the burnt offering is so basic. It's very fundamental. It's a foundation because of Jesus Christ. Number four, the burnt offering was a whole burnt offering which was totally consumed on the altar. The whole animals. So in the same way, we have to sacrifice our whole beings. That's why in the Bible it says we have to love God with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all our strength. So whole beings, we have to love God. We have to love our neighbors. So we have to burn the whole animals, not just a part of them, like Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ had to use his mind to love us, and also his energy, effort. So how did Jesus Christ love us with his heart? How? Okay, your homework. How did Jesus Christ, listen carefully. How did Jesus Christ love us with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul, and with all his effort, his strength? Okay. Do you find a biblical verses in the New Testament? Okay. Then, number 5.5. The regulations for the burnt offerings are very important, and the violations are taken very seriously. Like in Leviticus chapter 10, the Aaron's son just violate regulations, then God have to make a clear cut. Then move to next one, slide 17. There are three types of animals to sacrifice in the burnt offerings. The three kinds, see slide 18. Three kinds of offerings without blemish: bull, sheep, or goat, turtle, dove, the three kinds. Okay. Then go back, 17. Point 7, the animals to be offered in the burnt offerings was always be to the highest quality, because without blemish. So that's the number one quality, very good choices. So we have to offer our best part to God. I'm 58 years old this year. Yeah. When I started TDP, I was 46. You know, 46 is quite old, right? So when I was 49, I ordained as a full-time minister. Then 49, you know, some people retired from their job already. 49, so a little bit late. And 49, of course, I cannot compete with you. If I'm same class with you, then you are 25. Suppose you are 25, I'm 49, cannot compete. Right? And you, it's very easy to remember the verses for you, right? Easy to remember, to recite the verse. And if you study, you can sit continually for a couple hours without a problem. And you can read articles, you can read the Bible continually, maybe 3 hours without a problem, without a stop. But to us, 1 hour, then we will take a break because our eyes will become soured. So you have to serve God while you are still young. Okay, this is a good time. So don't miss the opportunity. This is your best quality. So use our best quality to serve the Lord. Okay. You know, sometimes we can see members just bring some furniture to the chapel, or bring some articles to the church. And then actually, these articles or furniture is that they want to dump. And then I want to dump, then I'd rather bring to the church, right? But why not just buy the new? Of course, it's a good heart. But the best quality is, why not just bring better, not just you want to dump, and then nowhere to go, and you just bring to the church. So a church will become like a storeroom. You know, from some point, it's not right. So we have to offer the best quality. Then point nine, the purpose of the burnt offerings was to make atonement for the sins of the offerer and thus to gain God's acceptance. Okay. Then move to 18. Anyone can offer burnt offerings. So God said, if they cannot afford bull or sheep or goat, then they can offer turtle, dove, even young pigeon for the poor people. So which means anyone can afford, can offer the burnt offerings. The work of the offerers, some parts the worshippers have to do, and some parts the priests have to do. So what kind of job the offerer have to finish? By free will, then in sanctuary, in sincerity, lay hands on the heads of animals, kill the animal, and skin the animals. Okay. Then slide 19. The work of the priest, sprinkle blood, prepare for the altar, then put the whole offering on the altar and the fire, and wash the entrails, shall have the skin of the burnt offerings, then burn the wood in the altar every morning, and the fire should always be burning on the altar. It should never go out. Okay. Now we will shed more light on spiritual teachings. This is the most important. Okay. The point one, first is a personal matter. So God wants us, everyone, to draw near to him. That's why the Bible says, if any of you, so everybody have to draw near to God. So we have to build up our own personal relationship with God. And you have to encourage your next generation same way to draw near to God, build up his own faith. So when you come here, we will help you, all the pastors, all the counselors will help you to build up the personal faith, personal relationship with God. So we help you to develop a good habit of reading the Bible, of praying every day, right, to help you to develop a good habit. Okay. So you have to follow, and you have to make your own decision, your own choice. The choice is yours, because we have to build up our personal relationship. And the key point is salvation is very personal, right? Salvation. Then point two, service and the servitude is a privilege of God's chosen people. So we can see the faith and worship and servitude all together, right? And this is our privilege. It's only for Israel people. So God said to Israel people, not said to Chinese people, not said to American people, not said to Indian people, Korean people, no. Said to Israel people. Of course, we are not Jews, we are not Israel people today, but through Jesus Christ, we get into the outer court, we into the inner court, then go to the most holy place because of Jesus Christ. And faith will determine your value system. And your value system will determine your priority. Every day you have many things to do, but which is a priority? You have to set your own agenda. Like every day you have to study, you have to eat, you have to drink, you have to sleep, you have to take a break. You have to mail the mail, you have to answer the email from someone. So many stuff you have to do, but you have to make a priority. So which one is your first priority? Then depends on your value system. Value system, which means which one you consider is most important, right? Like if you consider the shoes, it's very important. The shoes, you know, somebody consider shoes very important, right? So whenever he's shopping for the shoes, then take a shoes, okay? Compare which shoes is number one, right? Number one quality. Good one, leather, right? And fancy. Expensive, and from brand name. And some people don't care. They only care the watch, right? The watch, because the watch, you see the watch, you know, some watch maybe only cost $10. Some watch cost $200, right? Because they consider this very important to him, so they was pursue after this. They were spending much time on this. And sometimes consider the sleeping area is very important. Some people consider the kitchen area is very important. So they always keep a kitchen very clean, but the sleeping quarter mess up. Yeah. And then some people consider service is so important. So even they did not eat a meal, they did not eat dinner, but they consider service is most important. So they have to go to the church to attend the service on time. Right. So that's a give up the meal first, then go to the church for service. Depends our value system. Then we will put our first priority or second priority. And the priority will determine our success or failure. If you put a wrong priority, then sometimes you will have trouble. Okay, so it's very important in your life. Because we have so many things, and not everything is so important to us. So you have to, you know, shorten, you have to cut your schedule. Business, today most of people say, I'm so busy, so I don't have time to go to church, I don't have time to do the Bible, I don't have time to pray, because I am so busy. And why people are so busy today? Because they consider business, if I'm not busy, then which means I'm so lazy, which means I cannot reach my goal. In this society, I'll be considered weak. It's wrong. Right? When we live in simple life, then we can be strong. So many things that take our time to draw near to God. But who steal our peace? Who steal our time? Satan will steal our time. Your computer, your email, your Facebook, YouTube, yeah, YouTube, my tube, his tube, that take your time. So any tube will take your time. I'm serious, so be careful. Internet is good, but depends on how you use it. Computer is good, but depends on how you use it. iPad, iPhone is good, but depends on how you use it. So don't let them steal our time. Don't let them steal our blessings from God. So your choice will affect your future success or failure. So even we are not Jewish people, but we believe Jesus Christ, we receive water baptism, then we become spiritual Jewish, Israel people. So we can see the Bible is written from us, from Jews, not from Korean people, not from Chinese people, no. It's only from Israel people. The Bible is written for Israel people because the God is the God of Israel. The God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Right? So the God of whoever believes in God, whoever do like Abraham have done, then he is the inheritance of Abraham, offspring of Abraham. So today we are the offspring of Abraham because we believe in God through Jesus Christ. Okay. So the Bible is written for us, not written for Gentiles, not written for non-believers. So we cannot compare with them. If they go to bar, if they watch some bad movie, we cannot, because we are different from them. The Bible is written for us. The Bible says, live a godly life, then we have to live a godly life. Live a holy life, then we live a holy life. We don't care whatever outsiders doing. We don't care because the Bible is not written for them. It's for us. Because God said to Israel people, God did not say to any kind of race, any kind of nations, any other nations. So we are so privileged. Yeah. So cherish our status. And we have to keep our status. Point three, we should voluntarily access, worship, and serve God. We just read, we go back Leviticus chapter 1, verse 3. If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herb, let him offer a meal without a blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will. He shall offer of his own free will. So nobody force us. Like fasting and prayer, nobody force us to fast and to pray. Nobody. Nobody can force us to do something. You is you. So be yourself. Be yourself. When we say fasting and prayer, then you make your choice, right? Because I do need God's help. You are not a semester, one course, one subject. I got an F. But even Pastor Wang said F is fine, right? But sometimes not fine. Yeah. F is fine. F is failure, fail. Right? But it doesn't matter how hard I study, still got an F. Still got an F. No matter how much effort I put in, still F. So you have to pray, fasting prayer, right? So God will give you wisdom. The prayer to God, God will give you wisdom. According to James chapter 1, right? Whoever lacks wisdom, you can pray to God, ask for him, ask from God. And if you have some relational conflict, You cannot solve, you can't resolve. Then you got to fast and pray, then ask God for help. So this is free will. Only you feel you need, you have a need. So the need will drive you to do it because you need. If you are thirsty, I have to need. Like for the pastor, you know, for pastor, we have to pastor so many members. And when we do it, like I went to Pacifica the first day of the July, then I turned the member directory book. There are so many lost sheep. Even I ask a council member, some council members say, I never saw this person. I never saw him. I have no idea about him or about her. See? So which means these members are lost many, many years. So how to reach them? I don't know. So just go through the prayer, pray. Then thank God. When I call someone, they have a good response. Good response. So we have to use our privilege. Prayer is our privilege. So we have to have a such kind of desire and need. Then the motivation will drive us to pray. Then slide, go back slide. Number four. We should love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength. The heart, which means we have ability to think, the heart and mind, ability to think, right? And soul, actually, all the same. It's our emotional world. It's our feeling world, right? Because God created human being with emotion, with feelings. Then we can see, it's beautiful, it's ugly. This how God created us. So the heart, mind, and soul, which means we can, we have ability to think. So when we serve the Lord, we have to think. When we do the Bible, we have to think. When we do the homework, we have to think. When we have the sharings, we have to think. When we have the Bible study, then we have to think, ponder, meditate. And last week, when I met a sister, once she conducted Bible study, and thank God, there were a few youths also attending Bible study. It's a good thing, right? So adult members, when you attend the Bible study, they are so joyful, they are so happy because your attendance. And by courtesy, she asked the youth to share share their reflection. And the youth just ponder and just, I don't know, and scrub his head and turn out, say nothing. So this sister is so frustrated. And she complained to me. She said the youth came from NYTS. How you train your students, huh? How you discipline your students? I am speechless. How can I say? From NYTS. And it turned out to say nothing. Because we don't use our heart. We have no heart. Then why we have to go there, right? Why should we go there? Why should we? We go there because we want to share with everybody. We want to have a good fellowship with everybody. Have a fellowship with God. Have a fellowship with brothers and sisters. So love our God with all our heart, with our mind, with our soul. So use our heart, use our ability to think about, to think. You are young, you are so smart. I have a small phone. Still, I have to put the number. Maybe the phone, maybe like 15 years ago. Then I try to speak out on, right? Then I don't know how to push button to make a speaker on. I have to do the menu. But for you, it's easy for you, right? You know, the menu also small font. We have to use an amplifier to read, right? Oh, it's tough for us, but for you, you don't have to. It's just the new iPhone, and then done. Right? I know how to use iPhone. But to us, difficult. We have to do the menu. And the menu also small fonts, small printing. Then tough for us. Yeah. So you are different. You are so smart. So use the ability which God gave you already to think about whatever you have done, especially the Bible study. Share with adult, because this adult, I don't care. If you use, I will not going to share. No. Even 90, even 70 years old, you got to share with them. Time is up, so let's pray in silence. Amen.